Choice of words. Herb Marquez winced, and he must be thinking about the flavors he'd served Bandit Gonzalez, that subtle blend of spices and beef that went into ropa vieja. Literally, old clothes. But those old clothes had been credited with creating a new man out of the aging pitcher, who'd been having the greatest season of his life. Until last Sunday, when a sold-out crowd in Oriole Park at Camden Yards, not to mention the millions of fans who had tuned into the Fox game of the week, had watched him throw three wobbly pitches to the first batter, fall to his knees, and give new meaning to the term hurler. Well, I'd put him in the top three, Marquez insisted, after Cal Ripken Jr. and Brooks Robinson. And Boog, Tess said. Boog Powell is still popular with fans, if only because of his barbecue stand at Camden Yards. Frank Robinson, of course. Maybe that catcher, the one who always led Thank God I'm a Country Boy during the seventh inning stretch. Then there's Jim Palmer. Okay, fine. He ain't even in the top five all time. But he's the only bright spot in the Orioles' piss-poor lineup this season, and he thinks, and everyone else thinks, that he spent 24 hours puking his guts out because of my goddamn food. It was in all the papers. It was on Baseball Tonight. Those late-night guys make jokes about my food, and now this guy's talking lawsuit, like I got anything for anyone to take. I'm ruined. He gave that last word its full Baltimore pronunciation. It had three, maybe four syllables. Do you have an umbrella policy? Yeah, sure. I'm so careful. My liability policies have liability policies. So what do you care? Besides, I can't really see how Gonzalez was damaged. I mean, other than the throwing up part. I did hear he heaved so hard he broke a couple of blood vessels under his eyes, but those healed, trust me. He was on the last year of a 3-year contract and had an endorsement deal pending. Local, but it was some guy who has a lot of those SUV franchises. Now he doesn't want him. Who does? The only endorsement Bandit is going to get is for Mylanta. Still, that's the insurance company's problem, not yours. That's why you pay them premiums. Yeah, they'll take care of their money, Marquez said. But they'll leave me and my reputation for dead. I gotta prove this wasn't my fault if I ever want to get my business back. How can I help you do that? I'm a private investigator, not a health inspector. Herb Marquez got up and walked over to the door, closing it after a quick glance at his still empty dining room. I don't trust no one, you understand? Not even people who work for me 4 or 5 years. This is a jealous town, a jealous business. Someone wanted to hurt me, and they did it by pissing in Bandit Gonzalez's dinner. Tess made a face and a vow. She was never going to eat out again as long as she lived. Not literally, Marquez amended, but someone doctored that meat. 40 people ate from that same pot of ropa vieja on Saturday, and only one got sick. It's not like I made it special for Bandit. You told the press you did. Yeah, well, it sounded nice. I wanted him to feel special. Tess wasn't much of a baseball fan, but it occurred to her that a 35-year-old man with Latin lover good looks who earned $6 million a year for throwing a ball 95 miles an hour probably felt a little too special much of the time. But all she said was, I pulled your inspections at the health department after you called me. You've had your problems here. Who hasn't? But there's a big difference between getting cited for a cook who's caught without a hairnet and serving someone rancid meat or whatever it is people think I did. If I hadn't run out of the stuff, I could get it tested, prove it was fine when it left here, but it was gone and the pot was washed before he tried to start that Sunday afternoon. Did he get takeout or did he eat here? We delivered it special to him whenever he called. That's why I sent for you. Your uncle tells me you do missing persons, right?
She didn't bother to ask which uncle. She nodded wearily. She had 9, each one capable of volunteering her for this kind of favor. Everyone in her family was promiscuous with her time.
I had a busboy, Armando Rivera. He came from the Dominican. Claimed he played baseball there. I don't know. I do know he was crazy for the game, belongs to this informal league that plays in Patterson Park on weekends and evenings. This guy begged me for the right to take the food to Bandit, so I let him.